This is Jay Sekulow coming for conservatives, the FBI, DOJ, and now your bank.
Keeping you informed and engaged now more than ever. This is Sekulow. We want to hear from you. Share and post your comments or call 1-800-684-3110. And now your host, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. Interesting development on a Friday. We've talked about the FBI. We've talked about DOJ, their targeting of conservatives, targeting of parents, targeting of pro-lifers. Here's the best one. Your bank now is decided to enter the fray of targeting conservatives. Logan
that's,
is
that's
with me.
That's right. And there was obviously news that came out. It's happened a few times. We've heard these stories. But there's news that came out yesterday that PNC Bank had essentially zeroed out the accounts of Donald Trump Jr., and they're finding out all this information. And later on in the broadcast, we're going to have on, and not too long, just about 15 minutes or so, we're going to have on John Rich. You know him from Big and Rich and all of his different brands, Redneck Riviera. But one of his brand new projects is with Ben Carson, and it's called Old Glory Bank. It is essentially to protect a bank, a actual defined real bank, that will protect conservative voices and will protect things like this from happening to you. When we saw this news break overnight and yesterday, I thought there's one person to call, and that's our friend John Rich. So he's going to be joining us a little bit later.
It's pretty amazing that in this day and time, you would have a situation where a bank would close down an account, not because they were concerned about the activity that was going on in the bank, that in the account. That happens all the time with their, you know, drug money, money laundering. That happens all the time. But it's incredible that you would have a bank close down accounts, and we've heard this before. Close down account because they don't like what the person's political views are or their religious views are. But when you got an FBI that's targeting individuals, why would we be surprised that a bank would do the same thing? The problem is, when and we're going to play some of this with the FBI, their answer to this stuff and the bank's answers are going to be the same thing. You know, they refer you to customer service. This is, and it's not customer service. And when they say zeroed out the account, that means they had checks ready for your account balances, and they hand them to you and say, go to another bank.
Yeah, find someone else to work with, you know, because they don't agree with some of the things you said. And it's not like, again, that this is, I'm not sure what the instance was, if there even was a specific instance. I don't think they know that got them there, that got them to this point with Donald Trump Jr. They just said they were no longer wanting to be in the business with him.
You know, the problem with all of this is, of course, is this is another version of cancel culture, but it's at a whole different level. I mean, it's at a level of, you cannot then do business. Your commerce is impacted. Your family's impacted.
I mean, not only do business, you can't conduct your life. I mean, because we're talking about personal accounts as well that it could come after, not just a business account.
Well, no, I mean, the fact is, they did close the business accounts. And this is the problem. So it's going to be great hearing from John Rich. I'm of course, Ben Carson, a good friend of ours, too. Larry.
Yeah, I'm actually interested to hear the pitch kind of why you would use their service, what it is. I don't
Because you're not going to have to worry about, no, I would that. Suspect, that you're not going to have to worry about your account being closed or canceled.
Yeah, it should be interesting. I'm looking forward to talking to
him. Yeah, it's interesting that he's involved in that. It would be an interesting segment. I want to talk about what the FBI is up to because it is not good. We're in the next segment. We didn't get to all of it yesterday. That was the problem. But you remember, this is the same group that targeted Catholics, saying radical Catholics were trying to cause problems. Remember that one? An FBI field memo out of Richmond, Virginia? Well, Christopher Wray, Merrick Garland was asked about that. And, of course, he finds it appalling. But, you know, he can only tell you what he knows. You know, it's what I know. And this is what it is. We're going to talk about that coming up in the next segment. If you're watching on any of our, or listening or watching on any of our social media, we encourage you to share it with your friends. Also, ACLJ in a matching challenge campaign right now.
That's right. We are in the very beginning stages of our matching challenge. You guys have been turning up this week, and we appreciate it. But you can do it right now. It's a great time. Because what that means during a matching challenge, if you haven't been here long, you haven't heard us talk about this before, any donation you make, there's a group of donors who have already said, we are going to match whatever donations come in online in the month of March. Just go to ACLJ.org. You make a donation right now. Essentially, if you give $20, it becomes $40. If you give $100, it becomes $200. And we can get this great work done. Because as I've always say, if you flip around the cameras, you'd see 30, 40, 50 people who are working on not just this broadcast, but then hundreds that are working around the world on all of our efforts. We're not just an entertainment company. We're not just a media group. We are a legal group as well, going into Washington, D.C. to represent you on the small scale and on the biggest scales, on the biggest stages. So go to ACLJ.org, give a donation, check out all the great content.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
After nearly 50 years, Roe v. Wade, the tragic ruling that manufactured a so-called right to abortion, has been overturned by the United States Supreme Court. This is the moment the ACLJ has been fighting for. It's the biggest victory we've achieved in our three-decade-long fight against the soulless abortion industry. Extreme abortion advocates are not just going to give up, and neither are we. I thank you for making this victory possible, and I ask you for your continued prayer and support as we continue to battle against barbaric new abortion laws across our nation.
We now have a state-by-state fight. Your support of the ACLJ makes a huge difference. Any amount you donate to the ACLJ this month, we get a matching gift, which means, as we've said before, if you donate $20, we get $40. You donate $100, we get $200. We encourage you to do it. We had so much news breaking yesterday on this whole FBI situation that we didn't get a chance to address all, but it's important to understand it. You remember we found a memo that was issued by the FBI field office for internal use only. It was called Interest of Racially or Ethnically Motivated Violent Extremists in Radical Traditionalist Catholic Ideology Almost Certainly Presents New Mitigation Opportunities. The memo then says FBI Richmond assesses the increasingly observed interest of racially or ethnically motivated violent extremists in the radical traditionalist Catholic ideology. They then say that is an ideology that has the Latin Mass. Your faith tradition, Andy, of course, has it in Greek because it's a Greek Orthodox church. Right. I guess that would be deemed radical, too.
Yeah.
And they were going on a target. They were working to get people inside these churches to basically be plants. I mean, it is unreal what the FBI was up to here.
I cannot imagine that we are now going to target the Latin Mass, the Tridentine Mass, the Mass that's been in effect in the Roman Catholic Church since the 4th century, or the Greek Orthodox Divine Liturgy of St. John Chrysostom, which we celebrate, and St. Basil the Great every Sunday in the Orthodox churches. We're going to cultivate sources and spies in those parishes, and Catholic and Orthodox parishes across the country, because their dogma may be offensive to the woke left.
Yeah, the dogma lives deeply within you, said Senator Feinstein to Amy Coney Barrett. Listen to Senator Josh Hawley, and again, the response of Merrick Garland is chilling, actually.
The FBI field office in Richmond on the 23rd of January of this year issued a memorandum in which they advocated for, and I quote, the exploration of new avenues for tripwire and source development against traditionalist Catholics, it's their language, including those who favor the Latin Mass. Attorney General, are you cultivating sources and spies in Latin Mass parishes and other Catholic parishes around the country?
Well, the Justice Department does not do that. It does not do investigations based on religion. I saw the document you have.
What did you do about it?
It's appalling. It's appalling. I'm in complete agreement with you. I understand that the FBI has withdrawn it, and it's now looking into how this could ever have happened.
How did it happen?
That's what they're looking into. But I'm totally in agreement with you. That document is appalling.
I'm holding in my hand, I don't know if we have it on our character generator, we'll put it up on the screen for our audience here, Logan. This is the document. This was an FBI memo, an official memo of the FBI, and the Attorney General of the United States says, oh, I'm not really that aware. I'm not really sure how it happened. It's appalling, but I'm not sure how it happened. This is, folks, This is outrageous.
Yeah, I
mean, unbelievably so.
It's interesting, actually, when you have someone like that up there saying, of course, I think it's appalling as well. It's terrible. It's the worst thing possibly.
Did they fire the agent that wrote it?
Right, exactly. Find the consequences and have consequences for these actions if you really truly do believe that. And you know, somewhat, he sounds sincere. If he really does believe it, there are ways that things can at least make the American people feel a little bit like they're being less targeted.
We did a FOIA on this, or where it was to get out, which we got out already. Of course, it just happened. So we're trying to figure out who authored all of this. But it gets worse. It doesn't get better with age here. It gets worse. Now Senator Cruz asks a question about the pro-lifer who was targeted and pro-life crisis pregnancy centers, now called pregnancy resource centers. Take a listen to this.
The Department of Justice wanted to make a show of it. Did you personally authorize it? And do you want to apologize to Mrs. Houck and her seven children for being terrorized?
The decisions about how to do that are made at the level of the FBI agents on scene.
Did you know about it?
I did not know about it until the way you're describing it. And my understanding is the FBI disagrees with that description.
Yeah, the FBI disagreed with the description. There's only one problem. The case went to a jury trial, folks. So you had a federal grand jury indictment. You had an FBI surrounding a house. When the agents and the FBI and the DOJ knew, the lawyer said, if you're going to really charge him for something that happened, by the way, 18 months ago on the Free Access of Clinics Entrances Act for defending his son from being attacked on a public street, he'll turn himself in and then we'll go litigate the case. But instead of that, no, they wanted a show. And the show was 20 or 30 FBI agents with rifles and machine guns surrounding their house.
Well, that is an effect to chill any constitutional right to free speech that you or me or that man, Mr. Houck, possibly had, because you've got this massive show of force by the FBI for no reason whatsoever. Here is a person who engaged in no conduct that is criminal, that because you're presumed innocent, suddenly showing up with this panoply of medieval knights from the 11th century standing there in armor and guns or swords, it might as well be, attacking these people and taking them into custody when all you needed to do was simply say, we got a warrant for your arrest, show up and be booked and fingerprinted.
You know, there was a song years ago by a Christian singer that, and in the music video, it showed it was about, you know, persecution issues. And this isn't the level of persecution like you see in India or Pakistan or China. But let me tell you something. You have FBI agents surrounding your house and you got little kids. It's a harrowing experience.
Oh, yeah. I can't imagine that being an experience that anyone wants to have to deal with. And you said FBI agents, it's not like the Biden situation where it's like, we're going to come, we're going to set this up, we're going to come.
No.
Rage replace. This is, they're showing up, guns drawn, and ready to go, even when you have people that are willing to work with them. And that is also part of the issue that always feels like it happens. It's traumatizing for a lot of times no reason.
Well, traumatizing. I mean, the guy was tried. First of all, he was indicted by a federal grand jury. He was arrested by multiple FBI agents in SWAT gear. He is taken into a prison. He is booked, fingerprinted, indicted, as I said, by a federal grand jury, hauled into a federal court, charged with a crime that could get you 12 years in prison, and is acquitted in 1 hour after the jury goes back and does verdict. 1 hour. And that was with Merrick Garland putting his best prosecutors on this case. He got pressed on this again by Josh Hawley, number 28.
You say officers may use only the force that is objectively reasonable to effectively control an incident. Are you telling me that in your opinion as Attorney General, it was objectively necessary to use 20 or 30 SWAT-style agents with long guns and ballistic shields for these people?
What I'm saying is that decisions about how to go about this were made on the ground by FBI agents.
So you're saying you don't know?
I'm saying what I just said.
Which is that you're abdicating responsibility?
I'm not abdicating responsibility.
Then give me the answer. Do you think, in your opinion, you are the Attorney General of the United States, you are in charge of the Justice Department, and yes, sir, you are responsible. So give me an answer.
The FBI does not agree with your description.
I'm not asking.
I'll tell you this. The FBI doesn't agree with your decision. He didn't make a decision, Josh Hawley. He asked a question. Do you think surrounding the guy's house with 20 FBI agents may have been over the top? Merrick Garland refused to answer. He says, the FBI agents on the ground, on the field, they decide that one.
Well, if so, and that's the case, then who are those FBI agents? Why don't you find out who the commanders were on the scene?
That's what we're trying to find out.
Why don't you go after those commanders, and why don't you fire them and do away with their services for the FBI, if that's the kind of judgment that they show, Mr. Attorney General? And thank God, by the way, to mirror what Senator Cotton said, that you're not on the Supreme Court of the United States. You're bad enough as an Attorney General. You would have been disastrous as a Supreme Court Justice.
All right, let's go ahead and take this phone call. We have a phone call coming out on line one to Mary Ellen, Illinois, to kind of set up what's going to happen in the next segment, which we'll be joined by John Rich. Mary Ellen, welcome.
Yes, thank you. I heard that Trump Jr., Don, was denied from PNC his business. And I'm thinking to myself, well, wait, that's my bank. And I live here in Illinois, which is very blue, and I know a bank needs to get a charter, or a corporation, whatever, in the state. So if, like I heard they were saying that, because I thought, well, what about getting conservative banks? And then I thought, oh, if Ben Carson gets involved in that, that would be great. But would that bank, is only one charter for one state good enough so that they could operate in the other 49, or do they have to get a charter than in each state, and it would be very hard here in Illinois.
Interesting, Maryland, believe it or not, sitting next to me is one of the leading regulatory lawyers in the country on state issues like this, and he has the answer to this question.
Yes, the answer to the question is you've got to get qualified with a banking commission or banking commissioner of each state, of each jurisdiction, to do business in that state. One charter in Illinois does not give you the authority to do business in other jurisdictions.
However, that's what we'll ask that. We'll ask that specifically. They're starting Old Glory Bank. There are obviously national banks. I mean, yes, they're
well, they're FDIC. Remember the FDIC. Qualifications doesn't mean they won't get qualified. Right. It's just saying they've got to register in those correctly.
I believe that we'll have an answer to that question coming up in the next segment of what's going on with Old Glory and others that are going to probably come into this space because they're going to see that there is a need for people that are concerned.
Well, you had Don Jr.'s accounts were closed for his business because they don't like him. Mm-hmm. And they said, well, we're going to cancel your business.
All right. Well, accounts. Coming up next, he started Old Glory Bank. You know him for Big and Rich. You know him. He also has partnered with Ben Carson, some others in this new project. But you also know him from a lot of his brands. You know John Rich. He's on Fox. Great guy. One of our good friends. He's coming on the next segment to talk about this.
Yeah, and support the work of the ACLJ. We are in a matching challenge campaign, folks. And on all these issues, your American Center for Law and Justice front and center. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. And the way it works is any amount you donate, we get a matching gift for. And we appreciate that at ACLJ.org. If you're watching on Rumble, and our friends on Rumble, thank you. And a lot of you are watching on Rumble right now. We encourage you to share this with your friends and subscribe to our channel. Very important to do.
Follow on Rumble, click the big follow button, and you'll make sure you'll hear about this show each and every day and all the great content we put out. Be right back with John Rich.
After nearly 50 years, Roe versus Wade, the tragic ruling that manufactured a so-called right to abortion, has been overturned by the United States Supreme Court. This is the moment the ACLJ has been fighting for. It's the biggest victory we've achieved in our 3-decade-long fight against the soulless abortion industry. Extreme abortion advocates are not just going to give up, and neither are we. I thank you for making this victory possible, and I ask you for your continued prayer and support as we continue to battle against barbaric new abortion laws across our nation.
We now have a state-by-state fight. Your support of the ACLJ makes a huge difference. Any amount you donate to the ACLJ this month, we get a matching gift, which means, as we've said before, if you donate $20, we get $40. You donate $100, we get $200. We encourage you to do it.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our matching challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
PNC Financial Service Group, PNC Bank, cancels its business relationship with Donald Trump Jr. Because they don't like him. I mean, if they're not saying there was anything done inappropriate in the account, they just don't like him. Now, our friend, our good friend John Rich is with us, of course, a tremendous entertainer, musician, songwriter, businessman. And John, talking about businessman, you decided to take on the cancel culture with our friend Ben Carson and Larry Elder head on, really. Tell us what you did with Old Glory Bank.
Well, thanks for having me on. Yes, so I think this Don Jr. story just it reinforces why it's so important to have a new alternative platform for banking. So Dr. Ben Carson, Larry Elder, and a bunch of other patriotic banking institution long-term guys, all of us got together when we saw Justin Trudeau break the backs of those truckers when they were protesting by freezing their bank accounts, not only theirs, but tow truck companies that refused to pull the trucks away. They also froze their bank accounts. Now you look down in Brazil and the protesters against the Bolsonaro election, they're having their bank accounts frozen. So now you see in America, this starting to happen to businesses and individuals. Don Jr. is just one example of many. So we put together a new bank. We bought a physical bank in the great state of Oklahoma. It's FDIC insured. We went through all the steps. It's like any other bank you would ever work with. However, our credo is you will never be canceled for exercising your constitutional rights. Now, the fact that you have to say something like that is quite a comment on modern day America. Yep. But it's where we're at, Jay. And I can tell you that there's a lot of people fantasize about mass canceling or mass freezing our bank accounts when they don't like what we have to say.
There's no question. It goes in the business arena. It goes in the banking arena. It's the weaponization of these federal agencies. Harry Hutchinson, our director of policy, John, is with us on the studio here. John mentioned Canada is kind of where all this started. You've been following that very closely.
I have. And Canada is a fantastic example of one thing. And that is, it's clear beyond question that the potential for tyranny lies not at the periphery, but at the very heart of modern and postmodern experience, particularly in the West. And so individuals who challenge the bureaucracy, they face the loss of access to their bank account. And just to add to what John suggested, in Canada, if you gave as little as $50 to the truckers, they would block your access to your bank account. And so it's very, very important that there are alternative institutions out there.
Logan, and I just wanted to say, one, thank you for coming on here and talking about this, because I think a lot of us, even if you're not a person who's a known entity of Don Jr., someone with some, like you said, if you just gave a donation you purchased something at a gun store,
I mean,
that you're worried that this kind of thing could happen, you brought up alternatives. So I guess for the listener who's interested, I mean, this isn't an ad for your bank, but in somewhat, it is a people are nervous and they're looking for options. What's that process look like?
So if you go to oldglorybank.com, you can reserve an account. You can read all about the bank, what we stand for, who's involved in it. Personal checking goes live later this month. Small business will kick in the summer in July. And then moving on from there, listen, we've had tens of thousands of accounts already reserved on oldglorybank.com. We have to build new hills to run to, guys. The enemy owns all the hills. A lot of times we're thinking, man, I just want to run for the hills. Well, which one are you going to run to? Because the enemy owns them all. And so I want to make something clear, though. A lot of people have asked me, hey, if you guys are FDIC insured, what's to keep Old Glory Bank from not canceling my bank account when Joe Biden or whoever else tells you you have to? And what people don't understand is the bank has a choice to make. The bank can do what the government tells them to do, or the bank can tell the government to go jump in the river and I'll see you in court. And that's what Old Glory Bank is going to do. We are not going to cancel or weaponize people's accounts against them for exercising their constitutional rights.
And I would say this, John, if you ever have a situation, where your bank is being threatened because of your political beliefs or your speech or your religious speech, or your political speech or your First Amendment activities, you know, in a heartbeat, we will be there to defend the bank, to defend you, to defend the ability of Americans to have alternatives. What the left does want to do is shut down the alternatives.
Yeah, throttle everyone.
So they can throttle you back, whether it's big tech, whether it's in banking, whether it's in the government agencies. This is how you have to fight back. You've got to. It's like we built alternative universities, Regent University, others, because you had to offer high academic excellence, but you also at the same time wanted to be very clear that you had a mission.
Yeah, it's why we're on Rumble now, and Rumble has tripled our numbers on every other platform that we've been on, because we're being throttled on YouTube, throttled on Facebook. We know this. We could see it. It's kind of, at this point, it's undeniable that it happened, because once we started moving everyone to Rumble, everyone plus decided to come by.
John, let me ask you this. You know, the idea that you would be in the banking business, I'm sure was not in your thought process as a country music artist legend, music artist, an entertainer. Wasn't you're a businessman?
Yeah, not the plan 20 years ago.
Probably wasn't the plan 20 years ago to be in the banking business.
No, it's not. It wasn't my plan, but I'll tell you this. Here is my plan. I'm going to live as a free American man, and I want my children to be free American men, and I want our generations long after we're gone to be free. And the only way we're going to ensure our freedom, and even then it's going to be a battle, is we have got to create new alternatives and parallel economy moves, like an Old Glory Bank, where people have an alternative to put their money somewhere else. Listen, if they can choke you out, if they can take away your access to the money you earned and paid taxes on because they don't like what you had to say, or they don't like what protest you went to, or they don't like what rifle you own, or whatever the hell they want to come up with for a reason to cancel your bank account. If we don't come up with alternatives, guys, we're hanging ourselves. And so we have to be forward thinkers. We have to put things together that are legitimate and that operate at a high level, just like you were talking about universities, but also have a mission of freedom. Right. We respect your constitutional rights. We will never punish you for exercising your constitutional rights.
That's right. And that is at Old Glory Bank. We were seeing a lot of people in our comments right now, because thousands of you are just watching just on Rumble or on other platforms.
Who just said, I just reserving.
So hopefully, John, this helped out Old Glory Bank a little bit. I know all of us here are now very interested, because, I mean, these news stories somewhat only help sell this point that these situations are needed. So, again, you can tell people, go to oldglorybank.com, right?
Simple as that. Go on there, read about it, look into it. If you want to reserve an account, it's very simple. And we go live here in just a couple of weeks. So we're excited about this launch. And I think it's a really important thing to have, guys. I mean, if we don't have that, if you can't have autonomy with your own money, that's the ultimate backbreaker that the government can put on us. Just like what Justin Trudeau did, they can do it to us here.
Appreciate Old Glory Bank founder. There you go. Then you never thought, and there you are. We appreciate it, John. Folks, again, you have to build up alternatives. And we're going to be talking about the next segment of the broadcast, so stay with us on that. We're going to be here for another 30 minutes if you're not getting the full hour of the broadcast. But now I don't have to say that as much, because you can get the full hour of the broadcast on all these social media apps, especially our friends at Rumble.
That's right. We are available at ACLJ.org, Rumble, Facebook, YouTube. We all are there. You can find us, even if they don't serve it. You can find us there. But you can go to Rumble, and guess what? We're probably like number one on their front page, because that is what they do there. We appreciate all their support. We appreciate your support as well. Support the work of the ACLJ and everything that we do here. Go to ACLJ.org. Make your donation today, and it's effectively doubled. Again, it's in the matching challenge for the month of March. We'll be back with another half hour of Secular.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
We will fight for
keeping you informed and engaged. Now, more than ever, this is Seculo. And now your host, Jay Sekulo.
You know, if you missed the first half hour of the broadcast, we were talking about this FBI abuse, the government being weaponized. We talked about the testimony between Merrick Garland, and then we had Chris Wray also that took place on Capitol Hill, the interview with Chris Wray by Brett Baer. We just had our friend John Rich on. Of course, you know him from his music, and of course, he's a businessman as well. He, Larry Elder, and our good friend Ben Carson bought a bank. They're calling it Old Glory Bank, and they bought it because of the cancel culture. And Harry Hutchinson was on with us, talked a little bit about what was going on in Canada. But Andy Economo did a lot of regulatory work, and the fact of the matter is, where you have situations like this, people need to be thinking about alternatives, because these agencies that regulate all this stuff can get very powerful, and that depends on where the state you live in, what the hostility levels are like. But the fact of the matter is, you have to build up alternatives. John Rich said it great. I'm going to run for the hills, but which hill are you going to run to?
That's a good question, Jay. You're going to run for the hill that supports constitutional rights, that supports your right to exercise free speech, that supports the right to exercise your religious belief freely. And when you go to a bank, you're not going to worry about that they froze your account or zeroed it out because of what your belief is. And I cannot imagine that they would put some restriction on your ability to do business with a bank because of who you donate to, like they did in Canada, or to the ACLJ, or to any organization that believes in freedom and equality and the things that we do. But they do.
I mean, the cancel culture is not just, you know, you can't have your song played on a, you know, Spotify. It's much deeper than that, and it doesn't just affect, I mean, it affects people that have checking accounts, Harry.
Absolutely, and it's important to keep in mind that the federal bureaucracy is occupied, if you will, by elites who are committed to social justice and climate change. Keep in mind, the Biden administration has issued a rule requiring ESG for pension funds and financial institutions. ESG is environmental social governance. It's simply a backdoor way of regulating banks and financial institutions so they will support the climate change agenda, so they will support essentially critical race theory, and so they will support diversity and equity, which is a backdoor way of supporting critical race theory. And keep in mind, the Community Reinvestment Act is also occupied by these elites, and it can affect institutions that are insured by the FDIC. And so it's very, very important to keep in mind that we need alternatives, but more than that, we need courage.
Yeah, it is courage. But, you know, we're in a regulatory hostile environment.
Yes, we are. I mean, the government is hostile to you, and you need to know that. The politicization of the Department of Justice under Merrick Garland and the Biden administration, the politicization, and I'm going to say it, of the FBI under Chris Wray, and I would have never thought that Chris Wray would have bought the Kool-Aid when he went from Atlanta to Washington, D.C., but guess what? He's in it, and he's part of it, too. The politicization of all regulatory agencies, the determination that we're going to make you think the way we, the elites, want you to think, and we're going to even reach down into your bank account, and if you give money to a cause that we don't like or that does not promote the agenda that we have, we're going to close you down.
We've got a lot of people, Logan, that are watching this broadcast right now, and they're posting all kind of comments about they're thrilled with John Rich is doing. We are too, and they're also we need people to share this, or however they, whatever social media app they're on. We got a lot of people engaged in this right now.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll continue to update you on that as well as things kind of progress, not only with what's going on with Old Glory, but also just with other situations of censorship that's occurring. We saw stuff happen with Slack, which is just inner office messaging. People getting kicked off of that, big conservative media getting kicked off of that. So there's a lot going on. We're going to talk about that and more coming up. And then later in the show, Rick Grinnell's going to be joining us. You can give us a call, though, right now if you want to be on the air. It's a good time to call. We got some phone lines open. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Have your voice heard on the air today. Let us know what you think about this sort of censorship. It's beyond now, like you said, big tech censorship. Now they're coming for your bank accounts. Give us a call. 1-800-684-3110. Check out the work of the ACLJ at aclj.org.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
After nearly 50 years, Roe v. Wade, the tragic ruling that manufactured a so-called right to abortion, has been overturned by the United States Supreme Court. This is the moment the ACLJ has been fighting for. It's the biggest victory we've achieved in our three-decade-long fight against the soulless abortion industry. Extreme abortion advocates are not just going to give up, and neither are we. I thank you for making this victory possible, and I ask you for your continued prayer and support as we continue to battle against barbaric new abortion laws across our nation.
We now have a state-by-state fight. Your support of the ACLJ makes a huge difference. Any amount you donate to the ACLJ this month, we get a matching gift, which means, as we've said before, if you donate $20, we get $40. You donate $100, we get $200. We encourage you to do it. And we're getting a lot of calls. John Rich was on, and boy, we've gotten, would you say there's some activity
yeah,
loaded?
Yeah, exactly. He lit
tell
up.
Tell him what it is again.
He lit up the phones and also lit up our comments. We're seeing this a lot because a lot of people have in the last year seen sort of the censorship in the banking industry over people's freedom of speech. Now it came, I think maybe it came to the doorstep of a lot of people yesterday when it was announced that a pretty large bank, PNC, had suspended the accounts and zeroed out the accounts of Donald Trump Jr. And I think that opened up a lot of curiosity. Even people like me go, oh, well, if they'll do it to him, why wouldn't they do it to a lot of people who are in this sort of conservative space? Because he's not the most controversial. You know, it's not like you're talking about someone who is out there promoting, what you'd even would be defined as like quote unquote hate speech. This isn't even a Alex Jones or firebrand. This is someone who is, yes, he's outrageous and bombastic sometimes on social media, but in a way that's usually largely
humor.
He's running
a business.
But it's obviously he's business and he's kind of a funny guy online. So they're going to come for him. Everyone's kind of going, well, maybe they'll come for us too. That's why I called our friend John Rich, who I've known for years now. Who we've worked with, and he said, hey, I'm opening up a new bank. I got Ben Carson on board. We want to talk about it. We are seeing comments, flooded.
Yeah, which is great. Harry, I wanted to talk. I'm going to take Roger's call. Let's take Roger's call, and then I'm going to ask Harry a question. Roger, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. This Old Glory bank option, it's the best financial news I have heard in a while. I'm going to pursue that. So my question is, will the bank issue a credit card? And if they do, can online companies like Amazon, for instance, deny the use of that card on their site as a way to fight back?
No, I don't know if we have defined whether they specifically. I'm sure there will be debit cards and those kind of things.
I'm sure it's an FDIC bank. They're
likely,
gonna have,
yeah.
Sure they have credit cards. But Roger's question to Harry is a really good question, and that is you could get the money to the bank, and you know the bank's not going to cancel you out. That's a great thing. But then when you use the credit card, does the credit card – does I'm not saying Amazon or anybody else say, you know what, they're too conservative, we're not going to take it. The country is moving in that direction. It raises a whole host of legal issues, though, that would be very significant. You're talking about denials of equal protection under the law with federal, I mean, it'd be some big issues.
I think it does raise big constitutional issues, but if you really look at the rules carefully, more likely than not, a retailer can decline to honor a specific card issued. And so, for instance, if you go online today, you will find that certain retailers will say, we will accept these particular cards. And so I don't know if this has been tested yet in court. In other words, does it violate the Equal Protection Clause of the Constitution.
Yeah, I mean, they would argue they're a private entity, but the fact is they're a heavily regulated industry. And now Amazon's a private business; they can dictate things. But can you imagine what the backlash would be? Half the country is conservative. So if 50% of the people said, you know what, then fine, we won't use it. I don't want to pick on Amazon or anybody else because I have no idea if that would be an issue at all. I mean, I use Amazon. I mean, a lot of us do.
Pretty much everyone, yeah.
Yeah, probably everybody who listens to this broadcast does. Yeah. The point is, when you've got a culture that thinks I disagree, and the way you used to do, if you disagreed, how you engaged it was with speech you agreed with. You'd argue in the public arena. It was free speech, public forums. That is not the culture now. Now the culture is, I disagree with you, thus I'm canceling you.
Well, that's the thing that I find so outrageous. I mean, when you can get to the point that your constitutional rights to free speech, to religion, to liberty, to the ability to vote the way you want to, to think, to say, is going to be jeopardized, is going to be penalized by a bank who says, if you think that way or you donate that way, I'm cutting off your account. You're not going to have an account at my bank. I can't believe that I'm living in the United States of America.
No.
When we've reached that point in the way that we conduct ourselves. That's sad.
Let's go ahead and take a call. Yeah.
All right, let's go ahead. Let's go to Edward, who's calling on line two in Ohio. You're on the air.
Hi, Edward. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air. Let me ask you, Edward, where are you listening from? Where are you listening on?
I'm on my cell phone. I'm just on Facebook.
Okay, there you go. Okay, go ahead. What's your question?
My first comment was, I think Garland needs to step down because I don't think he's cognitively able to continue doing what he's doing. And saying that he doesn't know this actually happened, which I don't believe. Secondly, I would love for you guys to give a list of banks that are Democratic or Republican, and that would make things a lot better.
A bank shouldn't be Democratic or Republican. This is the problem. It shouldn't be a Democratic bank or a Republican bank. It should be a bank for citizens. They used to be called Citizens and Trust, Citizens of so-and-so. And in I remember years ago in Atlanta, it was Citizens and Southern. Farmers and Merchants, right, which is still a big bank. So that's the problem. It's the weaponization of industry now. And it's the cancellation culture on a whole different plane. And now you're seeing it in full tilt, honestly. I mean, it is there in incredible ways. We're not going to be able to put a list out. We had our friend John Rich on, who has got a bank that they bought. He and Ben Carson put their money where their mouth is and Larry Elder and said, we're going to go do something about this. So they bought a bank.
Yeah, that's right, at El Glory. And I'm glad we had him on because we're seeing a lot of people tune in specifically. Obviously, they want to hear from John. They love him. But also, they want to hear about alternatives in all walks of life. And that's what's happening. It's sad that you have to do this, that there has to be an alternative bank, that there has to be an alternative media, that there has to be an alternative. For advertisers that come to podcasts, I'm on my brother, Secular Brothers, it's always, it seems like 50% of the ads that come to approach us aren't like, we have a new product. A lot of times it's, we have an alternative. You don't want to use Amazon? We've got something else for you. You don't want to, use this, buy this food? We've got this food over here. Because people feel attacked. And it's sad, you're right, these divisions of the world and these companies in the world that should not be politicized. When that starts happening, people start to panic, and I'm glad there are names that people are familiar with coming into this space. Obviously, there are other people that are going to come into the space as well in the banking community, and some of those may be trusted as well, but at least you have Elder, Carson, and Rich, three people that you know.
All right, this is a good question from Adam in Virginia.
All right, Adam from Virginia, line three, you're on the air.
Hey, Adam.
Adam, you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Appreciate you taking my call. I was wondering with the Old Glory Bank, I mean, isn't there kind of a concern since they're going after people's stuff in the main branches? I mean, wouldn't they want to go after Old Glory?
The difference would be if you're concerned about, in these kind of situations when it's people that understand freedom and liberty that are running the banks, they got to comply with the regulatory issues, of course, because that's required by law.
But your cash is secure.
You're secure. It's FDIC approved. But also, I think it's important to understand here, the idea that your account would be closed because the bank disagrees with your political beliefs or your free speech or your religious beliefs. You think, how could that happen? I'll tell you, it can happen. The same way an FBI goes around and arrests a pro-life guy, gets 20 FBI agents, hauls him before a grand jury, gets him indicted, goes to trial, and then he's acquitted. That's how it happens, Harry.
I think that is correct. I think an important factor, though, to keep in mind is the weaponization of data. So what do we have in the United States and to some extent in Canada? We have an accumulation of data captured by government, and then they use that data against their own citizens. And so it's important to keep in mind that the government is ceaselessly trying to accumulate data. And so in Canada, for instance, Chrystia Freeland and Justin Trudeau are graduates of the World Economic Forum Young Leaders Organization. And what have they done? They've gone after citizens' bank accounts. Why? Because citizens are disagreeing with the policy initiatives of the Canadian government. So I think there are individuals like that in the United States government. And that is why what is most needed is courage in the face of attacks by these cultural elites.
All right, we're taking your calls, 800-684-3110. If you're staying on the phone, if you're on the phone, stay there. We'll open up a couple more lines, 800-684-3110. If you're watching on any of our social media, share it. That's a good way to get information out. We appreciate you doing that. Also, subscribe. There are lots of you on Rumble right now.
Yeah,
thousands and thousands of you on Rumble right now.
Rumble, what they call subscribers, a follow. So make sure you hit that button, follow. What I'm going to ask you also to do is there's a little thumbs up. Hit that thumbs up right now. You'll see it under the title. That obviously helps us out a lot. Get the comments in there because then it gets into more people's feeds. I'm not sure. There's unlike YouTube, I say that because YouTube, it's like that. You got to have certain kind of algorithm engagement to be featured. Rumble's not necessarily like that, but I still have it in my head. If you're watching on YouTube, though, I will encourage you, hit the thumbs up, hit the subscribe. If you're watching on Facebook, like it, click that share button. It gets out to all of your friends. That's the only way, really, at this point, a lot of these voices get heard is if you share it and continue to look at the content. We are in the middle of our matching challenge right now. So go to ACLJ.org. It's the very beginning of the matching challenge. Here in the month of March. But ACLJ.org, all donations made effectively doubled. So 10 becomes 20, 200 becomes 400, so on and so on, anywhere and anywhere in between.
If you're on the phones, I said stay there. We're going to talk to you. 800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. And again, as Logan said, support the work of the ACLJ at ACLJ.org. We have opened up the phone lines, 800-684-3110. We'll be back with your comments and your questions in just a minute.
After nearly 50 years, Roe v. Wade, the tragic ruling that manufactured a so-called right to abortion, has been overturned by the United States Supreme Court. This is the moment the ACLJ has been fighting for. It's the biggest victory we've achieved in our three-decade-long fight against the soulless abortion industry. Extreme abortion advocates are not just going to give up, and neither are we. I thank you for making this victory possible, and I ask you for your continued prayer and support as we continue to battle against barbaric new abortion laws across our nation.
We now have a state-by-state fight. Your support of the ACLJ makes a huge difference. Any amount you donate to the ACLJ this month, we get a matching gift, which means, as we've said before, if you donate $20, we get $40. You donate $100, we get $200. We encourage you to do it.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
Everyone, we're taking your calls at 800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. Rick Grinnell's with us. He's at CPAC. But, Rick, we've been talking about this bank cancellation issue. We've talked about cancellation culture. But, Don Jr.'s bank, business bank accounts gets closed by PNC Bank. This is a large bank. Pittsburgh National Corporation is what it used to be known at. This is a national bank. And they don't like him. They're not saying there was illegal activity in the account. They're not saying there was irregularities. We just don't like him. So we're going to cancel the bank account. So we've talked about cancel culture, but when you start canceling your checking account, that gets pretty serious.
Look, this whole thing is called debanking, getting debanked. And it's a very real thing. Not only did Don Jr.'s media company called MXM, which is a great media company to have news information sent to you, not only is it a great idea, but it is absolutely legal. And one of the problems that we have is that banks are deciding to be woke, and they're trying to say, we don't like what you're doing. If we don't believe in your political bent, then we will debank you and we will cancel you. Now, look, this is a very real thing for anyone who's working in the Second Amendment industry. Ammunition, guns, they get debanked all of the time. And I think it's high time that Congress haul these people in front of them and ask them some tough questions, some tough legal questions about political persecution, about not being able to have freedom of thought in America, because when you exercise your right to do something legally or to say something that might be controversial from what the Washington types want, to all of a sudden find yourself without a bank. That's un-American. That's scary.
Let's go ahead and I want to take a call, Rick. Daryl's calling from Toronto on line one, Toronto, Canada. Daryl, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for taking my call. Let me just say just first a couple of things. I'm really excited to hear about the bank, this Glory Bank, and I'm certainly going to be checking into that. And I was really excited to hear about the fact that you guys are doing some things behind the scenes to fight against what's going on, and you can't talk about it. I heard that last week, and I was really excited because I was getting frustrated over hearing all this information and seeming like nothing was being done. So that kind of re-energized me. So I just want you to know I'm already supporting you. I'm going to increase my support. But at any rate, as far as the Canadian, I'm sorry.
Are you calling from Toronto?
Yes, I am.
Oh, great. Go ahead. What's your question?
Yeah. My question is in reference to I have dual accounts, U.S. and Canadian, and wanted to know if there's something for the Canadian side that the Glory Bank will be able to do. Or how would that work?
So Harry Hutchinson actually has the answer to that.
Well, Daryl, the good news is you can open an account. I used to have accounts in Canada. My wife, who's Canadian, still has accounts in Canada and the United States. You will face the possibility of regulations from the Canadian government down the road. But so far as I understand it, from a U.S. law standpoint, you can open an account.
Rick, no one would have thought the cancel culture would have reached the level of, I mean, we've talked about the whole weaponization of the FBI, the Department of Justice, it's been on what they're doing to pro-lifers. I made a big point of this case involving the pro-lifer that was charged with the Free Access to Clinic Entrances Act, gets indicted, hauled off by, 18 FBI agents, indicted by a federal grand jury, subject to a criminal trial in Pennsylvania for, could be go to jail for 12 or 13 years, and is acquitted in 1 hour. And Merrick Garland goes, well, we just were listening to what our field offices did. So this whole cancel culture weaponization of the agencies, this is what Americans are being really faced with right now. It's a fundamental threat to our freedom.
Look, I have to be honest with you. It's one of the reasons why I joined ACLJ is because we actually fight back with legal strategies, with congressional strategies, with international strategies. We're not just sitting back and complaining. We're actually going and getting results. And this is what we have to expect of organizations and our politicians. I'm tired of having politicians that talk about these issues during the campaign. Then they get to Washington and they don't do anything. We have the House of Representatives is controlled by Republicans. They need to start hauling these people before the committees and holding them to account. They are weaponizing their power in government and in big corporations, and we can't just sit back and complain. We got to fight back. Organizations and politicians that can make a difference.
You're absolutely right. You know, Andy, I was thinking about this. The weaponization of an agency, and then we're talking about the FBI Department of Justice, FDIC, could be whatever agency or entity, because there's federal agencies and federal entities. In our lifetime, has gone from an occasional rogue actor to an entire enterprise that is targeting people that they disagree with.
Well, that's exactly right. The government has decided to go into the business of persecuting people because of their religious beliefs, because of their constitutional beliefs, because of their political beliefs, because of their free speech, by taking the agencies of government, whatever those may be, the federal banking authorities, state banking authorities, the FBI, the Department of Justice, the Department of Transportation, any other agency, and we're basically saying we're going to mold you into our elite thinking, left woke idea, and we're going to do it by hook or crook. We're going to do it through the banks. If you don't do the things that we want you to do, you're not going to bank at our bank. Then they're going to say, well, we regulate insurance companies. We're going to cancel your insurance policies if you don't do it the right way. How about utility companies? We're going to cut your water, your electricity off if you don't do it. What about finance companies? Can you see anything that has any relationship to you that you don't conform with the way they want you to think? We're going to cancel you and cut you off.
All right. Hey, let's quickly take Phil from California. Phil, you might hold for a little bit, but real quick, we're running out of time. All right, Phil's not there. Sorry, Phil. Get to you another day.
Can I go right back to Rick?
Yeah, we only got 2 minutes.
Rick, we got 2 minutes here. I want to say this, Rick. The fact of the matter is, what Andy just set forth, it could be the insurance company, it could be the mortgage company, it could be the landlord, it could be the bank, it could be who knows what. We've reached a point in our culture where not only are government enterprises weaponized, but now the industry is, to silence basically 50% of the American people.
Look, when Andy was speaking, he should have been able to see me waving my hand like I was at church. I was like literally saying, preach. I love it. This is exactly where we need to go. We cannot take this. I want to speak to our listeners. This is just me talking. But if you bank with PNC, you need to go in and tell them this is unacceptable and you're changing your bank. This is how we do it. We vote with our pocketbook. We're not going to take it anymore. Look what happened to Disney. Disney stock tanked the second that they were outed for all of their woke ways. And they're scrambling right now because their stock tanked. The American public said, I'm not taking this. We're not going to be buying your movies. They had to change course because of money, because we spoke with our pocketbook.
We appreciate it. Thanks, Rick, for being with us. Appreciate you calling in. Folks, this is why you support the work of the ACLJ. We're in a matching challenge campaign. And if you enjoyed this broadcast, if you enjoyed the analysis you're getting, the work that we're doing around the United States and around the globe, support the ACLJ.
That's right. You can do it very easily. Just go to ACLJ.org right now. ACLJ.org. Make your donation. And today, and through the month of March, if you make a donation, there's another great group of donors who already support the work and say, you know what? Whatever dollar comes in, we will match that dollar for dollar. So if it's $1, becomes $2. If it's $100, $200, $1,000 becomes $2,000. You understand it. And you can do that right now and support the work that we do here, not just this broadcast. If you're brand new to us because you're just getting this broadcast now, one, like, follow, subscribe, do all those things. But check out the amazing work we do over at ACLJ.org.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at ACLJ.org.